This is Reconquest on the Crusade channel of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. This is Brother Andre Marie coming to you from St. Benedict Center in Richmond, New Hampshire. Our websites are Catholicism.org and Reconquest.net. I am easily found on Twitter at Brother_Andre and also on Facebook. In this last segment of 3 minutes or so, I want to make a couple little points. First, there's a little trivia item that I failed to mention earlier on. That is that the word bead that we have in the English language, the word bead, like rosary bead, or even any kind of bead that you have on a necklace, it comes from the Old English word for prayer. And this is a fact. Look it up. And it comes from this idea that prayers were counted on beads and kept track of on beads, like rosary beads. And in fact, in the Middle Ages, a beadsman in English, a beadsman was somebody who lived in an almshouse and who had as his obligation to say prayers for the person that supported him in that almshouse. So there's a poem by, I think it's Yeats, I forget. It might be Keats. One of these great English poets wrote a poem called "The Beadsman." Anyway, beadsman's an interesting word. There's an article on beadsman on Wikipedia. But so the English word we get bead comes from the concept of praying, counting on rosary beads. I'd like to challenge those of you, especially Catholics, if you don't pray the rosary, pray it every day. What's the matter with you? Why aren't you praying the rosary every day? It's not rocket science. It's not hard. Sister has just helped me demystify the rosary for you, okay? Not to say that it's not mystical, but it's not rocket science. It's not the most complicated thing in the world. Write me, bam@catholicism.org, get a free rosary pamphlet, get a free blessed rosary, and start praying the thing every day. Are you the father of a family and your family's falling apart? Father Peyton, the great Holy Cross priest, the great Irish priest, the family that prays together stays together. That was his whole mission. That was his whole apostolate, and he helped a lot of families. And it sounds trite and trivial, and if you're a skeptical kind of person, it's easy to make fun of. But it's true, and it plays out in the lives of families. The family that prays together stays together, and the rosary was the chief means that he promoted in promoting that. So if you're a non-Catholic and you want further convincing that the rosary is something that you can do without being struck by lightning or punished by Almighty God in the afterlife, send me an email, bam@catholicism.org, and go ahead and give me your address, and I'll send you one that you can start doing it so that once we've convinced you that it's permissible, you can go ahead and start praying it. The rosary is like so many things. It's like the Bible. It's shallow enough to be safe that a child can swim in it, like a safety pool. It's deep enough that a whale can't plumb its depths. Okay, this is true of Scripture. It's also true of the mysteries of the rosary. Listen to Reconquest on the Crusade Channel, the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be.